With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, Trevor Keegan is probably best known to you as a weather presenter at RT, but he's also got his own show. Out and Proud is now in Series 2 over on Radio 1, Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Trevor, how's it going? Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning from RT Cork, Laura.
Oh, lovely. Sorry, I'm fighting the urge to ask you what the weather's like down in Cork right now.
It's kind of a bit grey and not that promising looking, but I'm sure it'll improve.
Okay, great.
Mini forecast for you.
Mini forecast. A little window weather from you today, Trevor, not your usual.
No,
love it though. Trevor, tell us all about your series Out and Proud. It's in its second series now, but like, would that have helped you so much when you were younger?
Oh, if only I'd had something like this when I was younger. Yeah, it would have been great, because it's all about being visible, being vocal, being heard, being seen. And I suppose when, back in my day, I'm so old, I didn't have necessarily kind of role models, or they weren't
visible,
or if they were, it was nearly kind of, you know, characters in comedies and stuff like that. They were nearly under the radar with the double entendre type stuff. But this, yeah, if I'd had something like this, it would have been brilliant. But we did have some things, Laura, like there would have been stuff on the Late Late Show in Gay Byrne's day where he was having panel discussions about gay rights, etc. That really resonated with me. I remember there was one guy who appeared on a panel before homosexuality was legalised, and he actually now is a member of the NUJ, that I'm in that union as well. I met him at a conference and I practically fanzoned him at a conference in London, because I was so impressed that what he'd done when I was a kid. I don't know why it resonated with me as a kid, but I just knew there was something why what he was saying resonated with me, but I was too young really to know. So really, that's what the purpose of this show is. Out and Proud is about the first season we did Coming Out Stories, which was great for 4 episodes. This time we're looking at the life milestones. We're looking at things that we all kind of go through, but looking at them from the side of the LGBTQI plus community.
Yeah, so okay, I did say it was in the second series right now, right? But in the first episode, that will be of particular interest to your 2FM audience. Who were you talking to and what did you learn?
I was talking to the absolutely adorable Jamie Fiery Canning, who is only 18, just out of Leaving Cert. We also had 2 guests on who were came from the Gael Erica, which is the LGBTQI plus GA team. Jamie just has this confidence at 18 that I wish you could bottle, because it's how we should be. Even when at the end of the recording, Laura, he went out to go to the loo, the 2 other guests were like, oh my God, can we adopt him? Because he exudes the confidence that we should have across the whole of the community. Yeah. And we shouldn't be hiding who we are and the way we live.
Okay, so Jamie sounds absolutely amazing, and you also in this cover the fun parts of being young, like the nightlife, and you mentioned sports, you mentioned the GAA team there a second ago. What kind of stories do you hear there?
Just that it's all about finding your tribe, finding people who share have a shared approach to life like you. And I suppose really it is, you know, friendship is key in our community. I remember going to a nightclub, a gay nightclub, for the first time ever, and it was the Pod back in the day in the Chocolate Box, and I remember going up to that nightclub and really being petrified about going in, but knowing in my heart of hearts that I had to cross the threshold, I had to go in. And when I went in and saw there are people like me in the world, it was just this sense of relief and acceptance. And it was just a journey that has started. And never, if you told little 18-year-old Trev that he was going to present a show called Out and Proud on RT Radio 1, I would have probably keeled over and said, you're an absolute liar. But I'm so delighted that it's come full circle. And it's how it should be for all of us.
Well, not only are you presenting a show called Out and Proud, you've also taken your role as public service broadcaster to a
I know where you're going now.
New level. Please tell everybody, you did an STI test on air. Why and how did it go?
Can I just say, the STI test was complete. If people ever complain about the license fee again, it is ultimate public service broadcasting. I took it very seriously. We were thinking that, well, STIs, well, we went to the clinic, which is in St. Vincent's Hospital. Of course, there's many of them right around the country, and they're doing Trojan work. And obviously, a lot of their services are free, so you can go there and you don't have to worry about cost, etc. And you should be going there, all of us, and getting our sexual health screenings done. But the reason we went is because we spoke to this brilliant nurse there, Siobhan D, and Siobhan was telling us there is still a stigma. There's still, you know, embarrassment, even for the generation that you think now would be so comfortable about talking about anything. They put everything on Insta, for instance.
Yeah.
But they won't be probably putting the STI testing on Insta. So I decided to put it on radio instead.
Well done.
Yeah, it was good. And we just wanted to dispel the myths, and also that it's not painful.
Yeah.
Siobhan was saying she actually, as a nurse, felt that the COVID testing was much more painful for both the patient and for the nurse or practitioner doing it. So we did the STI test, and what I was most impressed about, Laura, was that we got fingering and rimming mentioned on RTE Radio 1 on Tuesday night. And I am going to put that on my CV, because that is what it should be about. Just shining a light into topics that, you know, we all have to deal with. They're life events, and this is one of the important life events that you should be doing on a constant basis. Getting checked, making sure you're screened. Yeah. And if you do have any doubts and you go and get checked and something's positive, make sure you tell any of your partners.
You mentioned that on Radio 1 on a Tuesday night, and you got it on 2FM on a Tuesday morning. Well done, Trevor.
Where next? CNN, here I come.
Siobhan O'Dea, though, let's go back to her. Okay, so she's the nurse, and this is one line that I just think is so important. All infections are treatable and most are curable. Like, getting that information out there to keep screening it on top of people's minds. And it's always good if you're that friend in the friend group. One of my friends is particularly that friend in the friend group, and always has been, like, all through her 20s and younger. She's like, okay, have you got checked? You know, have you got yourself sorted? Like, let's go. This is all for everybody's health all of the time.
Yeah, and it's not just your health, but it's
everyone else's,
any partner you might be with down the road in the near future. Mm. You know, it's all about, it's just basically looking after you, but looking after each other in the process.
Yeah.
And it's so important, and it's so easily done. And also now there's two things that Siobhan was recommending, aside from what you've just said about, you know, don't that the most of diseases are treatable and most are curable, but also don't Google and don't go getting antibiotics online, because that will just further kill the prevalence and the importance and the usefulness of antibiotics. And also as well, there's a brilliant website which I'd never come across before. It's called sh24.ie. So even if, after what we've been talking about and after mentioning fingering and rimming on radio twice, you can go to this website and you can still get tested. So what you do is you go to the website. There's instructional videos there as well, because you will have to take your own bloods, but it's like a finger prick that you might do, say, for instance, if somebody has diabetes.
Yeah.
So you go onto the website, you can order the kits that will arrive in your house, and let me tell you, they will arrive in plain packaging. There's no branding, there's nothing to give the game away if you're still wanting to be discreet. You can go and do these tests, and then actually, when I got them sent to my house a few days later, because I was tied up in doing the show, they sent me a reminder text going, is everything okay? You haven't sent back your packaging. So
It
is the best website that I know of in terms of sexual health awareness.
So that is sh24.ie.
Yeah, and also if you're looking for kind of the catch-all for definitions of diseases, etc., go to sexualwellbeing.ie as well.
Sexualwellbeing.ie. Just speaking about, because you mentioned it there, you know, you can panic sometimes and you go to Dr. Google and you end up scaring yourself even more. You get antibiotics online. We had a nurse on the show here before that was saying that can actually do further damage, because you might end up, they might be able to see what's actually wrong, and it ends up prolonging what's going on. But if you just get it sorted immediately, then it's a win for everybody.
It makes absolute sense. Go to these clinics. Most of them have walk-in clinics, and just Google, I'm saying Google the times of the clinics.
Yeah, times.
You can do that bit, nothing else.
Okay, so like, testing is one sigma, right? We've covered that. But what about the mental health element? Like, what issues came up for you guys there?
I suppose, I mean, it's all about, a lot of it in terms of mental health is acceptance for a start. Mm. It's about, you know, being your true self. And sometimes it's difficult for that. And it might be, you know, you might think, if you're in a rural community, we had one, the guy on from the Gael Erica was saying he came from a rural part of East Galway. I'm not labelling East Galway, but you know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, it's where you come from. I mean, when I was young, I came from a rural part of Wicklow at the time. And you may literally think, I am the only gay in the village. And you're not. Believe you me, you're not. Firstly, you're not the only gay in that village or any other village either. So it's about acceptance, starting off with acceptance, finding your tribe, speaking out. You can, if you're doubting your mental health or you have kind of niggling issues, you can always phone the LGBT Ireland helpline, which is brilliant. And it's a free phone number as well. And they're all up, by the way. I know you'll probably say this, Laura, yourself, but sorry, it's a presenter and me can't resist doing it.
RTE.ie/support.
And that's where you'll get all the information from these helplines as well. And the details you need to get a bit of extra help.
Amazing. And tonight's episode, talk to me about that. That's going out at 10 p.m. tonight. It is all about relationships. Yeah. What is the approach on this one? Because, look, we've actually even been talking about the apps earlier on the show today, but how did it go beyond the apps?
Well, we had to do the apps firstly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to do the apps firstly and deal with them. And we actually had a psychotherapist and a sex counsellor as well who was on. He had an interesting take on the apps about you have to, when you're using the apps, question if you're not getting what you think you want from these apps, are you actually looking for something a little bit deeper and a more kind of profound connection possibly? And maybe the apps are not the place to do that. You might need to take it away from them and do maybe, I don't know, might be joining a club where you might meet like-minded people, or it might be going on, you know, speed dating nights or something like that. So it's something a little bit more deep and meaningful if you're looking for that connection, but you're not too sure why you're not getting a satisfaction from the apps. That could be the issue. So we talked about relationships like that. We also have a female couple on talking about their marriage and how important it is to them. And even one of them didn't really think she had to get involved in the campaign for equality and marriage. And now she's saying, oh, I kind of regretted that I didn't, but I'm glad I did, because she just, you know, the marriage was so important, the marriage element to them as a couple. But obviously they were saying too, it's not for everybody. So it's all the different umbrella of relationships that we're talking about.
But and I get what she means there, like, you know, even if you don't want to get married, it's still just knowing that you have the right to.
Exactly.
If you want to. And that was the conversation about it the whole time. Trevor, thank you so much for joining me this morning. That is Trevor Keegan. Out and Proud is out on RT Radio 1 at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.